hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, hey. Julie.
Hey, Mama. How you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous.
Are you?
Yeah, good. We gave Normano his early Christmas present.
Yes.
Everybody knows now that there's, I mean, if you have kids, you understand that there's the Advent calendar, which yes. is like 12 days before Christmas, and that's a little tiny gift each day.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the official 3 days of Christmas, which is Merry Early Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and that's the day before Christmas.
Mm.
And then there's Christmas Day, and then now there's Boxer Day,
right?
Which is the day after Christmas, which is only presents that come in boxes.
Okay.
Now, and then, I guess, and then we're thinking, you're so tired of giving gifts after all of that.
And if you were a Jewish, you'd have Hanukkah, right?
Yeah.
And there's like 8 days, right?
The 8 days of Hanukkah.
Is it 8 days of Hanukkah?
You know, it's so funny because I told Dad I wanted, you know, because I'm looking at all of my religious options. And
right.
there's something interesting about mystical Judaism. Mm-hmm. And I told Dad, well, I wouldn't mind a dreidel. But what did I get from Amazon from Daddy-O? How many? Six?
Ladles.
Six ladles.
Ladles.
Thank you, Norman.
Yes. I know that he probably just went, Alexa, you know,
yeah.
please order me
yeah.
six
That's
ladles.
How much your dad listens to me.
Oh, you think, yes, he did not hear you correctly.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he did not hear me.
He
does not pay attention
to dreidel.
Me.
He heard ladles.
Yes. Yeah, I said dreidels.
Because darn it, he goes, well, if my wife, the love of my life, wants six ladles,
mm-hmm.
I'll be damned if I'm going to get her six ladles.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think of it more like eight, one for each day of Hanukkah.
Brilliant.
The Hanukkah dreidels. ladles.
Well, it's so interesting because there are odd things that I would love to fill my holiday weekend with, right? The 4 or 5 days around the holiday
yes.
that are kind of fun. That you like, go, oh, wouldn't it be lovely if you allowed yourself this time to do this stuff?
Yes.
And never happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember during Hanukkah 1 year, I went and saw Quinn in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And how we drive to her house, her apartment, we go through a Hasidic Jew neighborhood.
Hasidic Jews.
And it was, yeah. We were
those
leaving.
Those are the ones with the curly Qs
yes.
on their side.
The curly fries. I love those.
Yeah, curly.
Thank you, Arby's, for coming to Dixon, Illinois. I love those fries. But I remember driving down. It was just getting dusk.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had their windows open.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so glorious to see all the menorahs lit up.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, my God, this is so wonderful.
Yes.
And
of course, you weren't seeing any Jewish women because they're not allowed outside past in dark during Hanukkah. They have to stay inside and make food from their secondary kitchens.
I guess. I don't know what the rules are. But you're right. I saw mostly men in the front windows
yes.
showing off their menorahs. Look people, my menorah.
Here's my menorah. Where's your menorah?
I don't know. I remember
my menorah's bigger than your menorah.
About a decade ago, Doug and I were, we were in the Quad Cities for some reason. And we were in the Quad Cities during Hanukkah. And there were two cars driving around like 8 p.m. And I think it was, I don't know what the rules were, but it was nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
With two menorahs lit up on their cars, like big, huge, effing
aww.
Menorahs. But now that I'm thinking about it,
yeah.
and I'm trying to think, I know there's some rules to Judaism. I'm not really familiar with them.
Like, yes.
I think at Saturday night, at dusk, you're not.
I can help you
night.
With that. From Friday night at 5 p.m. to Saturday, it's a whole 24 hours.
Okay, so it's Saturday night after dusk.
Yes.
When they can come out and
yes.
party.
Yeah, 100%.
They were driving these cars
yeah.
with big-ass menorahs on it.
Yes.
And Doug and I were like taking video like, this is awesome. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. You know, Jesus was a Jew. Life is good.
It's all good.
We were doing the dance, you know, where you cross yes. your hands and you're
Hava,
doing.
Da, 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 da. Are we okay? We're not making fun of Jews.
I'm not making fun of them.
No, I mean,
I've been really enjoying it.
Yes.
I've been hoping to go down there again yes. and see.
I enjoy the culture.
See, this is when you cross into the line because a year ago, I would have gone, I feel closer to God. Driving through this neighborhood.
Yes.
I mean, a wave of spirituality comes over
yes.
me and I feel closer to God.
Yes.
Now I have to worry about because I feel closer to God, am I appropriating this culture?
You just appropriated their God.
Exactly.
Damn you, Julie. Damn you.
Jesus was a Jew. You know?
Just take a chill pill.
I have to take a chill pill.
So here's my song for the day, right? And,
yes.
And so you can, and I'll let you guess why I'm singing this song.
Okay.
Up in the air, Junior Birdman. Up in the air, upside down. Up in the air, Junior Birdman. You're going to turn this town around.
Yes. I have no idea why you're singing that song.
Yeah, sure you do. Because we gave Normano and his early Christmas present.
Yes, we did.
He's taking pilot. He's getting his pilot license.
Getting his pilot license.
And he took his first flying lesson today.
That's exactly right.
He did so good. He drove. Oh, he flew over our house.
Yes,
and kind of buzzed us a little bit.
We weren't home. We were at the airport.
But he buzzed the house.
Exactly.
And then he flew over us and buzzed us.
Exactly.
And the thing is, in his pièce de résistance,
yes,
when he was like landing, at that moment, this huge helicopter comes like flying in from and literally comes and parks like right, like maybe 20 feet in front of you.
Yes.
As you're filming.
Yes.
I mean, literally right scary.
I'm like, I started freaking out because I'm filming Dad taking off.
And all of a sudden I hear you go,
this is scary.
This is scary.
And a helicopter is coming right for me.
Right for you.
And I go, am I in its way? Should I not be here?
Yeah. And you were next to a building. We thought it could have been out of control. But it was so masterful. This helicopter looks so beautiful.
Yes.
And it was so masterful that I completely lost track of what Normano was.
I did not see it. He was flying. He literally flew.
He was in the driver's seat.
How wonderful is that? And because, Mom, you know, one of your goals in life is to have Normano have his best life ever.
Yes.
And so, and that, you know, that's debatable here and there. I mean, I think you're giving him his best life ever. You always say if it wasn't for us, he'd be at the, you know, be at the tracks all day.
He'd be at the track.
Smoking cigars,
drinking. I don't know if he... Yeah, probably smoking cigars, eating chili.
Probably living out in a van in the tracks parking lot.
He'd be okay wherever he was at.
Yeah, as long as he could play with the ponies.
I think he'd probably still be able to get chicks. I think he would be, even though to me it wouldn't look good. No. I think he could still get chicks.
Wouldn't look good, Normania, but throwing you a bone. You can still get it. exactly. But it's nice to know that he has a better life with us than left to his own devices, per se.
Yes.
I think I feel the same way about me. I feel like people I've surrounded myself, you guys, I have a better life because of it and so forth.
Yes.
And that's a good thing.
I think, you know, I will, if you think it's appropriate, I will let you tell the story of what happened with Normano and me this morning. And then, you know, what happened right before he left to go into the airport.
Yes.
Because I think it could be kind of funny.
Well, okay. So basically, Normano is driving Mom up the fucking wall a day.
Yes.
All day long. He was on.
Started in the morning. Yeah.
And I'm working on some stuff. I'm editing the movie, and I get a desperate call, you know, like you've hit the SOS button. Mm-hmm. Help, help. And I go, I'm hearing the SOS call, Mom. Mm-hmm. I saw the bat signal go up. What's going on here?
Yes.
I do not know why. I can't get any of my needs met with your father in a day. I'm like, okay, what's going on?
I had some simple chores for him to do.
Yes.
That I had been saving for him all week long that would get done on Saturday.
Yes.
And one was that he was going to do the outside of the two-bedroom windows.
Right.
And he just could not get it done.
Yes.
No matter what I said.
It was taking way too long.
I mean,
like, holy cow.
Yeah.
So I came in and
he would do everything else, anything and everything.
Yes.
Before that. And I think, I don't know what happened. It could have been, low blood sugar issue, whatever it could have been. I was like, I was starting to have like little bits of smoke come out of my ears.
Right. I love you so much because I love the fact that I would say not a week goes by where you go, you know, your father and I have spent most of our married life apart, and I just desperately want to spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring that up to you.
Thank you.
When you're in a crisis moment.
Yes.
But I choose not to.
Thank you,
I don't
Jill.
Think it's wise of me to say, hey, Mom, just remember all those times you go like.
I remember saying to you just like a couple of days ago, no, maybe a week ago, I'm so lonely for Norman.
I'm so lonely for Norman. For
your
I miss
dad.
Him so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll remember that on Saturday morning when you have had him for at least 48 hours and you'll be like, what the fuck? Okay, so anyway, so that started off the thing. And I think, and then we have to go be at the airport at 11 o'clock for his flying lesson.
Yes.
And I think I said, hey, butts in car seats, no later than 10. I know in the back of my mind, we're okay at 10:15, 10:20.
Mm-hmm. But you,
I say 10 o'clock.
I know you won.
Because I know that if I say 10:15, it'll be 10:30.
For Normano.
I'm not done.
And it's not me. It's Normano.
Okay. Yes, that's true. That's true.
That you're saying that for,
yes,
right?
It's exactly.
Not me.
Today, though, you were a little late.
Well, it was a little late.
Today.
I was too busy wiping my eyes and crying.
That's right. You were having a moment.
Yes.
And so then, I think as you're leaving the house, mm-hmm. you say this out loud. I'm just so sick and tired of us never getting anything done on time. And I'm like, okay, Mom, it's okay. I'm like, it's all going to be okay. I'm talking you off the ledge. The house looks great.
Yeah. And so so we're all three of us and Elliot's in the car on this trip to Sauk Valley Aviation. And for whatever reason, anything Dad says is
annoying the hell
is annoying me. And I can't even remember now anything that it was specific. But by the time we got there, I was like this. I can't handle this.
Well,
you know?
It's funny because I was sitting. We had some stuff in the front seat, some packages.
Oh,
and stuff
it was
like
about
that.
Yeah, sunglasses.
And he was looking for missing his sunglasses.
That's right. And he said, are they back there?
Yeah, and you're like, why would your glasses be back here?
Yeah.
And I was sitting with you in the back, and every time Normana was talking, I could see your eyes roll and the top of your lip going up. Like, I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. He's bugging me so
oh,
much.
Oh, no.
I'm just like, yeah. And then finally, he found his sunglasses.
He found his sunglasses.
Like, because I think you said, you have one job, and that's to not lose your sunglasses. And you lost your sunglasses. Where are your sunglasses?
Well, he had just found his reading glasses.
Yeah. Yes.
And he'd had those lost for about 4 or 5 weeks.
I know.
And he had just found them today.
Yeah,
and then he loses his sunglasses.
I know.
I've just about had it.
Yeah. And so
I had the same pair of sunglasses for 8 years.
I know.
I've had the same purse for like 15 years.
I know. And we had to buy him new glasses every year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because he loses them.
I know. I don't disagree
so,
with you.
So anyway, he is exiting the car. We're still staying in the car because he's exiting the car, and he says, "I'm looking for that man's card,
so I know his name."
No, I know his name.
Do you just and then you lost it?
And then I lost it because
you don't know his fucking name. You've talked to him several times. You don't know what his name is. Well, Norm,
here's his name, Norm.
Yeah, and I'll make it up a little bit. I'll make the first name up a little bit. Peter Fingerstinker. Peter Stinklefinger. And I go, I lost it. I started laughing my ass off. I go, first off, Mom, because you said, how could you know? You said
no,
this.
I know.
How could you not remember his name? His name is Peter Stinklefinger. I'm like, okay.
I'm peeing a little bit right now. Just thinking
okay,
about
first
this.
Off, Peter, I can understand not remembering Peter. Peter's a last name.
This is not his name, by the way. But
no, Peter's
we're
not
making
his last
this
name.
Up.
And but the last name is what you exactly said.
Yes, exactly.
And I go, and then I start laughing. I go, Mom, come on. You got to admit, when you said that out of your mouth, you had to thought that was hysterical.
That was how I was going to really punish him today.
Yes.
I was going to have him go in there and say, Mr. Stinklefinger.
Are you Mr. Stinklefinger?
I'm here for my flying instructions.
Exactly.
And that would have been, I would have been happy then. I think I would have gotten him back.
Yes.
But you said, Mother.
That cannot possibly be his name. I go, we know his first name is this. Go use that. That's fine.
Yeah.
And then we both started laughing. He goes, I'm pretty sure that's his real name. It's not Stinkerfinger or Stinklefinger. I go, because how cruel. And I found his card as Dad was flying away.
Yes.
And you're like, what was his name?
Yeah.
I go, well, it's not Stinklefinger, yeah. Stinkerfinger.
But very, very, very close.
It was very close.
Yes.
It was very close.
Very, very close.
Finger was in it.
Yes.
Finger was in it. Yes. And I thought, oh, that's awesome. Well, and I have some complaints about this. First off, the plane was nice. The facility's great. Dad came home alive. So it's a win. Yeah. I look at things at pass-fail, and if it passed, he should get a 5. Mm-hmm. He passed.
Is pass is like a 5, and excellent is 10? Is that what you're saying?
No, meaning this. On a trip advisory, if you get 5 stars.
You want to give him like a Yelp review.
Yeah, let's say I gave him a Yelp review. It would be 5 stars because my dad got survived. What he paid for, yeah. Mm-hmm. Went up in a plane, came back down, survived, and he was happy.
Yes.
They flew over our house. That's kind of cool.
And Norm
flew.
He flew the plane. He did not land it.
No. I think you have to actually have some real lessons about that.
Yeah.
And so Dad was happy. And I go, well, that was a job well done.
Yes.
Well done, Mr.
Stinkerfinger. Stinkerfinger.
Yeah. Good job. Now, the problem was, previously, this guy was driving me up the freaking wall because he was...
Oh, my gosh.
He's a non-committal kind of dude.
Well, you know, I don't know why this is, but we attract these people into our lives.
And you want to say men.
I want to say men.
You want to say...
I know one woman who's like this.
Oh, it's true. But not going to be biased.
But
men and women. We attract men and women. Go ahead, Mother.
Yes, who are basically non-committal.
Yes.
We'll say, hey, like for example, I said, we're gonna call and confirm that this appointment is at 11 today.
Right, because previously, this guy, I will call to make an appointment, and I will call them, and he's like, oh, you just missed him. He literally just walked out the door 5 minutes ago.
Oh, my God, this is so
5
true.
Seconds ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
This is about 4 or 5 times like this. Oh, you just missed him. Oh,
I called him 3 times.
Yes, this is right.
And I got a hold of him once, and he said, oh, come on in to buy your father's flight.
Right.
I'm like, great. I go, I will be there in 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be there? He goes, oh, I'll be around.
Yeah.
I walk in there 35 minutes later. I knew exactly where I was at. Yeah. I'm going to be there in 35 minutes. Yeah. I go, hey, is Mr. Stinklefinger there?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, you just missed him. And
this guy, this happens like 3, 4, 5 times. And we started to believe he's a ghost.
Yeah. I don't think he's real.
We don't think
because
he's real.
The guy who I met said, but he told me you were coming and to take your money for him.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. Huh? And I said, well, I didn't make an appointment to give him his first flying lesson.
Yeah. I said, okay, I'm going to interrupt the story.
Go for it.
Because during this, Norm and Mr. Stinklefinger had some discussions for about a half an hour prior to the...
Right, because he initially had walked in.
Because he was doing some aviation... filling out forms and things like that and answering questions and all that stuff. And I said, Julie, go in there, sneak in there into the meeting and take a picture.
Yes.
Because we were wanting to prove to ourselves that there really is a Mr. Stinklefinger.
Yes.
Julie comes back out, hand to God.
Hand to God. Yes, hand to God.
And she has a picture of Dad and just 4 fingers.
Yes. Of Mr. Stinklefinger.
Mr. Four Finger Stinger Fingers.
Stinklefinger.
Stinger Fingers.
Yes. And so, you said, oh my God, not real.
He really is not real.
I said, okay, well, today you said call him to get a confirmation that we're on for 11 o'clock a day.
Yes.
So I called him up. And I called him, he didn't answer. And I'm like, oh, wait 5 minutes. I went and confirmed the number, called again. Mm-hmm. He picks up, hello, this is Peter. I'm like, okay. I go, hi, Peter, because I didn't want to say Mr. Stinklefinger because I didn't know his name for sure. And I go, this is Julie. I'm just confirming my father's appointment with you at 11 o'clock. Are we still on for 11?
And he says...
well...
sounds about right.
No, he says, that should be okay.
Oh, that should be okay. Okay.
That should work. That should be okay. Or that should happen.
I thought I said that sounds about right. Was it a should?
It was should. Like, oh, that should be okay.
That should work.
And
then
I'm like,
he said, well, we can make it
I can make it a little earlier or a little later. Because
no,
I really need
no,
a...
That
I go,
work.
No, that should work. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I am needing a yes or no answer here.
Yeah. How difficult is this?
I go, I didn't tell him this, but no. I'm thinking at 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. if I go, mm-hmm. will my dad be able to have an appointment with you? Mm-hmm. He goes, well, that should work. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not asking you to be Notre Dame here. I mean, I do realize that from the time we drive as a family to the airport, an asteroid could hit.
Yeah.
You know, an earthquake could occur. The winds could change.
Right.
A flood could come.
Right.
You know, a gaggle of geese could decide to land and take over the airport. I understand all that stuff. But really, at this moment, knowing what we know at this moment, Mr. Peter Spinglefinger, you know, are we good to go?
Mm-hmm.
And I could not nail him down in my lesson.
No, no.
And so there are people out there in the world, they don't want you to catch them.
Yeah.
They feel like, I've been so shamed before about telling people, like,
I've actually said an opinion or said something that, and I've been, who knows why?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, and in our estimation, it's usually men that won't give you a straight answer.
But on the other hand, we do know a couple of women right now who are doing that too.
Yes, we have two women in our lives that are
and
doing that.
And we're trying to analyze this, and
we don't understand what it is because in our lives, it's we don't mind saying a thing, and if something changes, then we'll adjust. We'll call people and say this changed or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a courteousness.
Yeah.
But this is kind of like a rope-a-dope. Oh, no, you're not going to catch me in that.
Right.
Like Julie will say, hey, Doug, where are you at right now? Why?
And then when he said that, I go, I don't give a shit what you think. Tell me exactly the truth right now where you're at. Because I'm right here. Yeah, why? I'm like, oh, my God, just tell me. Are you with a woman right now? Something that's not me? Because no. Tell me exactly where you're at, motherfucker. Because I barely asked that question. And when I need to ask that question, I need an answer.
You need an answer.
Yeah.
It's not like we care. But he, on the other hand, he'll all the time say, why?
We were in the car today.
That's right. He called us
up. And the first
up.
Thing he said was, where are you guys at?
We said Taco Bell.
Yeah, and I didn't want him to know I was at Taco Bell.
Yeah,
but I thought to myself, he could be right behind me.
That's what I thought.
And I go, I better answer truthfully.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought.
I'm at Taco Bell.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, why are you there?
I go, because I love their soft taco supreme. If you don't want spicy Mexican, you go to Taco Bell.
Oh, that's so great. Can I tell that story? I'm going to tell you a story.
Yes, this experience today was just filled
so
with
funny.
Interesting stuff.
So like I said, this huge, awesome-looking helicopter landed right in front of Julie, literally right in front of me as
you
well.
You say it's a very awesome looking helicopter.
But it's not huge.
It's not. It's almost not looks so compact that you're like,
it's
this
scary.
Is a glow, a shaker ball. What's those things? A globe.
Yeah, like a globe.
Snow globe.
Snow globe, yeah.
Yes.
I thought it looked kind of like a metal mosquito.
I agree.
It's kind of weird.
Or a fly, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, what's that Mars movie where they... I don't know, Tom Cruise with the plan.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, kind of those guys.
Okay, not really.
Not really. But anyway, so this helicopter comes in for landing just like spot on, beautiful, amazing. And three guys get out. And the two passengers get out. And then the pilot gets out.
Last,
And he says to no one, but maybe to Julie, but
I'm far away from him. I'm kind of out of his range, he thinks. And I'm there taking pictures of Daddy flying.
Yeah. But he's not saying it to Julie, but she's the only person around. And he goes, damn, that cabin smells like butthole.
God, it smells like butthole in here.
So
I like butthole.
So and then so,
I mean, he literally said butthole.
He said butthole. Yeah.
He said it smells like butthole.
This how
not
this,
like he wasn't.
This smells.
I'm
like,
not. I'm not
smells like butthole in.
Yeah,
here.
I'm not downing the verbiage. He said butthole.
No, yeah, he
it's
said butthole.
Crazy.
But I think what was more interesting is that he's going to have to bring these guys back as
yes.
a pilot. But guess what you heard those two guys saying as they were leaving?
All three of those guys are leaving in a car.
They left in a ComEd car.
Yes.
So it was a ComEd little helicopter.
It was. I said, he said ComEd on it.
Yeah. So they're obviously doing, who knows, 5G
yes.
stuff. Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't either.
5G is not ComEd typically.
No.
But maybe 5G needs ComEd. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I don't know either.
But go case. But anyway, you're hearing, I'm hearing.
Yes.
These three guys getting into a car.
The three
into
guys
a
are getting
truck.
Into a ComEd truck.
Yeah.
And the last thing you hear is, hey, let's get Mexican.
Let's get Mexican for lunch.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the dry, it wasn't the last guy out of the cockpit. I'm sure he's like going, oh,
no.
No. I'm Mexican for lunch.
We thought, I thought it smells like butthole. No, I got to come back.
Oh, no.
God only knows what it's going to smell like
yes.
in there. And it's a small little area.
The cockpit?
Yeah, that's small.
It is literally a, yes.
Yeah. You can't do anything
And
in
I don't
there.
Know if they get fresh air.
Yeah.
From, I think it's just a sealed,
yeah.
sealed compartment
yeah.
that maybe fresh air blows. I don't know where it comes from
yeah.
even. But it was really weird seeing it just fly
I
in.
I know. That was to me, that was more amazing than see Dad fly the plane.
Yeah, because you couldn't see Dad fly the plane.
No, but it was just like the way this helicopter came in.
But I'm going to put on my Instagram page, Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Yes.
Go there. You can see Normano fly his plane. That'll
oh,
be
that'd
awesome
be so
for
cute.
Him. Yeah, he'll
you
love
should
that.
Should do that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I was watching a thing on Netflix. I was just bored. And couldn't find anything that made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I wanted to watch was anything short.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to invest an hour. I didn't even want to invest 30 minutes.
Right.
So I found this one program called InstaFamous. It's 20 minutes series on Instagram famous people.
Oh, great.
And so I watched about 4 episodes. And it was pretty interesting to see these numbnuts who are hugely Instagram
yeah.
famous
yeah.
for like no
reason.
How, yeah, one guy was a weightlifter and he was just he lives in an apartment with his wife and the apartment is just filled with weights.
Okay.
I mean, he has a place for a bed and maybe a place for to eat and everything else is all filled with a gym equipment.
Okay.
And he just does just like crazy ass stuff. In his home, or he'll do some things like, I don't know, like walk on mouse traps or something
okay.
like that. But he's like Instagram famous.
Yeah.
And there was another guy that his name is Fuck Jerry or hashtag Fuck Jerry.
Okay.
I guess maybe you guys might know him because you know him by their hashtags, I
yes,
guess.
Yes, okay.
Because I literally don't understand. I like Instagram because it's other pictures.
Right, right.
What I don't understand is how he said that, I am so popular and so famous on Instagram, I will show you right now. And he took a picture of a bottle
mm-hmm.
of something.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, I took this picture and I've done the downloading and let's wait. Let's give it 2 minutes.
Right.
And we saw that, in time, in real time. And in 2 minutes, he had like 800,000 likes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, a bottle.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But only because of who he is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then he has, to prove that he's not, and it's not him, because I wouldn't need, his name is Jerry something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Fuck Jerry. He said, but to prove to you that for whatever I do, I have a subculture name. Nobody knows. It's called like Beige Cardigan or something like that.
You have this or he has
No,
this?
He did.
Okay.
And he was saying that everybody knows him at hashtag Fuck Jerry. Nobody people know him at hashtag Beige Cardigan.
Okay.
And he was proving to us that even with hashtag Beige Cardigan, he could get a huge amount of followers or likes.
Right.
And he did.
Okay, good.
So I'm just saying, you're going to download the picture
yeah.
and like, we might get 3 likes.
That's exactly right.
I don't like that.
I know, because you're so competitive.
Huh?
You're competitive.
I want 800,000 likes.
Well, I don't do a lot of stuff, such as I don't do all the hashtags afterwards, which I should do.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. See, you understand it then.
I understand a little bit more than you.
Yeah.
Not a lot more.
Yeah.
I also don't understand how this influences anything. No. But yet I do know that...
No, because 2 years later...
Kylie Jenner makes $1 million,
from
billion,
doing
$1 billion
this.
Yeah. At her makeup and doesn't have to spend any money on advertising.
Right.
And I'm like...
But you have to do it all day long, though.
Yes.
It is your job.
That's your job. Oh, it's your job.
But you have to do it all day long.
Yeah. And she, though, I remember seeing her on the Kardashians that she pre-does them now. She does like five or six or seven.
She pre-does her Instagrams?
Yes.
And what does that mean? Like you load it and then press it for like...
Well, like we do pre-ones too. Meaning like when I go to the Instagram page, yeah. It'll say, do you want to... can you take a video or a picture right then? Or I can pull one from a history of one from my camera.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'll do both. I'll put one from my camera or something like that.
All right.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know.
I still don't understand it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And... I sometimes I feel really excited about it, and other times I'm going, "Is this who I am?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not who you are.
But what about if I want to be who I am?
Yeah,
I want to be a social influencer.
But mama,
can I be a social influencer?
I want to be an influencer too.
Exactly.
Yeah. What would you like to influence? What is the?
I'd influence my own self, my own free will, my pocketbook.
You know what? I have a little Christmas joke. Do you know what Santa's helpers, what they call it when they have to not eat so many Christmas cookies? What Santa's helpers use to not eat so many Christmas cookies?
You're just not using this stuff.
Elf control.
Like self-control? Elf control. Yes. Yeah, that's good.
I just had to ask Alexa this morning because I just needed some kind of cheering up. And then she said, what does the poor gingerbread man with no teeth, what's his problem? Yeah, what's his problem? And it's gingivitis. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, too. Well, we're definitely in the midst of the holiday season, for
really?
Sure.
Really? Yes. No.
But, Kat, you know, like, I really want to do a few other things. Like I would have liked to go to the...
I would, too.
Where?
The Light Festival?
Yes. Where's that at?
In Rockford?
There is one in Rockford. Yeah. There's also one in La Salle, Peru, I heard is pretty awesome.
Really?
Yes, which would be interesting because we have gone to the Rockford one
what?
Before.
What? La Salle, Peru
yeah.
has one?
Yes, they do. And then also we could...
There's one in the suburbs, too.
But where do I go? I love to go to the that place where the... Not Botanical Gardens... Because the M.
Arboretum?
The Arboretum.
Is that it?
Yeah, the Morton Grove.
Morton Arboretum.
Morton Grove Arboretum. I wouldn't mind going there. I know they have a
I don't think
festival.
It's Morton Grove Arboretum. I think it's just Morton Arboretum.
Oh, is that Morton Grove Arboretum? Morton
mm-hmm.
Arboretum?
I don't think so.
All right, I'll take the Morton Arboretum then
yeah.
for 500.
Alex.
Alex.
What is sex?
Exactly. That sounds good. So, I would do that. I wouldn't mind going to Chicago and ride the Santa train.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what'll happen?
You got a few days you can do all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm to the point where I've got this list of five things that must get done.
Yes.
Edit our Christmas movie, Scrooged.
Yes. Is one of them.
Yes.
We're doing a takeoff, everyone. I guess after we premiere the movie on Christmas Eve, we'll put it up on Instagram.
Hell yeah,
and
will.
Everybody can see it.
Hell yeah, I'll put the YouTube link right there, man.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. It's not, and I think it's gonna be like 2 to 5 minutes long. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the shortest movie we've ever done.
Right, because I've gotten better at it.
Is that why?
Yes, because there are times in our movies they've dragged a tiny bit.
You're talking about my scenes, aren't you?
Yes, a little bit. I let you go and do your, you know, your Shakespearean soliloquy.
Yes.
I'm like, you know, you have this thing. It's like, yes, hello. Hello, children. Gather around here to me, you know, and so forth.
Okay. So, all right. I don't want to change topics, but I'm going to.
I'm there for that.
Okay.
And this is where I would typically say, buy a mattress from Burple.com and use our use our code, please.
Yeah, use our code, Christine Marie and Julie. Yeah. Oh, and also listen to Audible, and for this time, get your monthly subscription for $11.99.
Yeah.
But forward slash Christine Marie and Julie.
But I won't say that.
We won't say that. Are we even like dinner in a box?
Exactly.
Are the most comfortable underpants ever?
Exactly. But I won't say that.
Are these darling socks that if you buy a pair, we'll give one to the homeless?
Yeah. Because sometimes I am homeless, and I'll give. Sometimes I feel homeless. Okay, girlfriend, so tell me.
Yeah, but there's no bitter grapes here.
But first, there's no breaks. But first off.
Or sour grapes.
No, not at all. Except for, I love the fact today, you literally told me a day, I would feel so much better if I had $5 million in the bank.
Yes.
Like, $5 million in the bank.
That's, oops. Mama, can you just take Paxil?
Exactly. I go, did we not do Sam Harris this morning? Did we not do our meditation this morning, girlfriend?
All right. Every morning, Julie reminds me we have to do a meditation and starts out, come on, all life is suffering. Damn it. I certainly would suffer less with $5 million in the bank, Julie.
Exactly. Okay, so go ahead and tell me.
I wanted to kind of talk about the fox, the penguin, and the pit bull.
Okay, so I'm going to do spoiler alert. It happened already.
Yes. So how could it be spoiler alert?
Meaning that if you have it recorded and you haven't seen it yet, Tough Titties is happening now.
Right.
We're going to tell you all about The Mask
Singer.
Oh, is it The Mask Singer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The Mask, excuse me. The Mask Singer.
Did you see how seamlessly I helped you out on
you
that?
You did. It was perfect.
You went, The Mask.
Singer. It was beautiful, Mother. Yeah. I appreciate it. Well, it was great because I find this show horrible.
I know, and I love this show.
Yes, but
here's why I think you hate it.
Okay.
You do not see the campiness in it.
It's campy.
It is good, bad.
Yes. Because I'm like, looking at the audience, good. I'm like going, are they all ridiculous? Yeah. They all look like they're very excited about this. Yes. Does anybody not see how ridiculous this is?
Right.
This is ridiculous.
It is the grown-up, cool people's version of WWE.
Okay, sure. I'll buy that. Thank you. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
The WWE fans will be like, we're the grown-up cool people of The Masked Singer.
I dare you. Yeah. Oh, my God. There's going to be a fight now. There's going to be a duel between WWE and The Masked Singers.
Yeah, WWE wears no clothes. And The Masked Singer, come get me. You can't touch me. I got no clothes.
Can't touch this.
Yeah, you can't find me in this. So
after 12 weeks.
I got to watch it with you.
Yes.
Recorded.
Yes.
We recorded the last episode.
Yes.
So
the
finale. I got a whole dealio of it.
You got a whole season in two hours.
2 hours, then without commercials,
without
an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I go, God, I can see why you love this.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know if I could have taken it for 12
week,
hours.
Week after week, yeah.
But this last hour and a half, I am really enjoying The Masked Singer. Yeah,
and you got to see all the other characters.
Yes.
They, you know, introduced them and they showed them all. Miss Patti LaBelle.
Yes.
And who was David Letterman's?
Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer. Dr. Drew.
Yes.
Who's that gay male skater? He's an ice skater. He's gay.
Oh, yes.
Really flamboyant.
Yes.
What is his name?
I don't
know
his name, but he got kicked off first.
Yes. He was the first one off.
Oh, what is his name?
Yeah, what is his name? Do you think Alexa would know?
What's his co-host? What's her name?
Yeah. Alexa, who's a famous male skater?
Ice skater.
I'm not sure.
She's being so stupid lately.
Okay, yeah. No, no worries.
Yeah.
Alexa, who's the most flamboyant male figure skater?
Perfect. Perfect.
Here's something I found.
Oh, let's see.
According to LadTimes.com.
Let's see.
Olympic figure skater Johnny wears flamboyant.
Johnny
Weir.
Johnny Weir.
Yes.
Good job,
Thank
Alexa.
Thank you. She did. Thank you, Alexa.
Thank you, Alexa.
She didn't say his last name, though.
No. Johnny Weir.
Flamboyant Johnny. But yeah, Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir.
Yeah.
Very flamboyant.
And boy, good. Yeah. You, the flamboyant was the clue.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
And flamboyant is not judgy.
No.
It's just stated fact.
That's right.
Johnny Weir is flamboyant. And which was so sweet, though. Everybody's like, this was the most ridiculous and the best thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Oh, and Seal was one, too.
Seal, yes. You
know, was it A Rose on the Vine? What's his song?
Kiss with a rose on the vine.
And he's good. And you're like, wait, what's going on that Seal's doing this? And they really, and you hear these guys, and they go, my children love this show and begged me to come do this. Begged me. And so we had the final three.
Yeah.
It was the pit bull was a male, the fox was a male, and penguin was a female. And they all three had to, they had to rock it off.
Yes.
And the audience voted. And Flamingo got third place.
Right.
And we unmasked her, and she was somebody we don't know.
I have no idea who
she
is.
But everybody else in the audience knew who she was.
And she's a cheetah girl. She's beyond cheetah girl.
And her name starts with like Adrian.
Yeah. And the weird part about it is that she kept using phrases like, I don't think I have a good voice. I'm like, you're in a damn band.
People think, but we thought that she was Jennifer Grey, because she kept saying, I have a baby voice,
and I'm having the time of my life,
and I'm going, damn it, that is Jennifer Grey.
I was sitting there in the corner.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, you're Jennifer Grey.
Oh my God. It was like crazy.
And it was. And then they go, I was baptized in Israel.
And then I went,
Jennifer Grey's Jewish. Totally could happen.
Yeah, that totally could happen.
Yeah. But it wasn't.
No.
It was Adrian Bedouin.
We don't know who it was.
I literally don't know who she is.
Yeah. So then
number two comes up.
Second place that after they all sang was the pit bull. And he was like a cool cat. And swear to God, he sounded black.
Yes.
Every week after week,
I thought he was Usher.
Yeah, you thought he was Usher.
Or Urkel.
You said Usher or Urkel. I mean, it's a big difference.
I don't know.
Because you think Usher hasn't done anything in a while. So you think he would, you definitely
well,
think.
Well, once Seal unmasked, I thought, oh, game on.
For sure could be
They're
Usher.
Paying these guys good money. Yeah. And you're not going to pass them $1 million to do the thing.
Yeah. But I just didn't think Usher would do it. I just had this feeling. And so, but every week after week, all the judges would guess, and nobody ever guessed
a white person,
a white guy.
Because they're racist.
No, but because this guy has like the swag.
He does.
And the cool and the moves and everything of a black dude, you know? So anyway, he came in second, and then the great unmasking.
And he only sung songs, I think, of black artists.
Black artists,
which
sure.
kind
of
threw
which
you
Which was
then.
Smart of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, smart of him.
It was really smart.
Yeah.
So the mask comes off of the pit bull, and who is it? Say it.
Daughtry.
Chris Daughtry.
Chris Daughtry, yes.
And I was like, oh my God.
From did he win?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think he won.
He didn't win American Idol. But he came close.
Yeah.
He's got a fabulous voice.
He's got a fabulous career.
He's in the band Daughtry.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's got
and he
a,
does
you know,
a lot of, he's
good.
Great.
He's got a gig. He's got a career.
No, I love him.
Yeah. He performs.
Yeah. And they said, you know,
they were like, what?
Yeah, Chris Daughtry. And he's like, my kids love this show.
Yeah. And they're going to be so shocked. They didn't know about it.
They begged me to do this
show.
Well,
he had said it. Goes, I hadn't even told my kids yet because I wanted them to be surprised
I won. Because they love the show so much, but they are bound by secrecy. I mean, even when they're transported in vehicles, they can't have ankles showing.
Nope.
No skin can be shown.
Nope.
And they wear shirts or jackets that say, please don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't have my that voice Everything. Changer on.
So it's all like spies. Like somebody's trying to give a talk so I can guess who it is.
Guess who it is.
And maybe because it's like, maybe there's, I don't know, betting going on.
Possibly.
In Vegas.
In
on
Vegas.
This.
Oh, could I bet. Be. You know what?
Why not?
They bet on if some car has a flat tire. So
exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sure there is.
Got it.
So it was Chris Daughtry, and we were like so happy and like shocked.
Yeah.
You and I are like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
My God, yeah.
And then we were like, first place King, the Fox one, and we were all convinced it was Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Of all the clues. And by this time, after Seal had done it,
yeah,
and Chris Daughtry had done it,
we're like, it could be Jamie Foxx.
And the clues were like, he's doing it for his child.
Yeah.
Which now I don't know if he has children or
not. Maybe he does. I'm sure. Yeah.
But that I've worked on Fox, and of course Jamie has
a show on Fox.
Talked about being a superhero, which I don't understand that clue now.
No, I think but Jamie Foxx and him both portrayed the gigs. I think they both were on some kind of superhero show somewhere.
Probably, yeah, exactly. So anyway, the great unmasking happened with the Fox, and it was Wayne Brady. Yeah,
he is so talented.
My God, we just forgot how great he is.
He's just great.
He can sing. He can dance. He does comedy.
I know.
And I've seen him live. He cried because he said, it's an amazing feeling to do this show masked where you're just your talent.
Yes.
That nobody knows who you are.
So you don't get pluses or minuses based on who you are.
Yeah. And this is a really interesting time for us, because Julie and I are getting back into mindfulness meditation again.
Yes.
And so to have this Wayne Brady and a couple other people say this experience is so amazing because you have a different sense of yourself being masked and coming out and performing and no one knowing who you are.
Yep.
You know, I think it does something to you.
I agree with you totally. And I learned then why you loved it so. And I would suggest people, if you got it, go and watch it. Watch on YouTube, go to demand, do it, and watch the last episode.
Just watch the last episode. It shows all the contestants.
When the hell, though, did they start having multiple seasons in a year? Like, they're having the third season.
A lot of people
coming
do
in
that
January
now.
After the Super Bowl.
Yeah, a lot of people do that now.
How about next year? You know, you're going to blow it out.
No, because you know what? I think the time thing has to be
12 weeks, no more, no less, and then do it three times a year, maybe.
Yeah, because I think that people lose interest. You know, there's so much content out in the universe.
And I'm telling
you, if you don't continue, you're going to just get forgotten.
Yeah.
I've forgotten seen seasons like with The Amazing Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah. You're like, what?
I mean, when the third season dropped, I was like, you know, oh, okay, whatever. Because I'd forgotten how much I loved that show.
Oh, I know.
And then I said, okay, Chris, sit down.
And then you binge it, and then you're like, I gotta wait a whole nother year to get 8 hours
so
in?
It's so sad. They should just deliver more content. Unless it becomes like
or deliver it. Why not piecemeal it out once a week? I think I might enjoy it more. Mm. Or I don't know.
That's interesting, Jules.
You know? I don't know.
I don't either. People aren't like that anymore,
though. But I do need to watch Jack Ryan. I got through the first two episodes. I started watching with Doug.
Yeah,
he loved it so much. Called me up. He goes, I'm sorry, you're going to hate me. I'm like, why? I go, I watched all of Jack Ryan without you. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yes, exactly.
Now what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We will have to watch Harry Potter together. I'm like, oh,
once again.
He always gets mad at me because I like to watch any kind of Law and Order. And he's Harry Potter, which is weird for a 50-plus man to be involved in.
Scary.
It's a little scary. Weird. But he just loves the Harry Potter shows. Yeah. He just loves them.
Yes.
He's watching one right now.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I go, what are you doing tonight? I know you're not feeling well. Well, I'm having chicken noodle soup and watching Sorcerer's Stone. I'm like, oh, okay. And I told you, and now he's like, oh, what's that about, the Sorcerer's Stone? Mm-hmm. I go, Mother, it's a Harry Potter one. I'm like, oh, of course it is. Mm. It's Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter, yes. No judgment. I mean.
No judgment.
No, I mean, you've seen it seven or eight times easily.
Yeah. You know. But, you know, there are certain things that I don't mind having in the background. That
Shawshank Redemption.
That literally Shawshank Redemption for
me.
Mm-hmm. For me. Is that I just don't mind having in the background. It's comforting. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, if I had to choose that, you know, like regular TV stuff or, you know, regular.
Yeah.
It's the Food Channel.
I know.
Food Network.
Especially during the holiday season.
Yeah.
I just love, like, these baking contest shows.
I do too. How beautiful and pretty and colorful. And these people are just like amazing. And then I said to you, I said, you know, Julia, I know I shouldn't be like, oh, hold these people in such high esteem, because I know that everything is just like a basic formula.
Right.
And if you learn that basic formula, then it's like the Sorcerer's Stone. You can add different things to it, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
No wonder Doug's into it. He's a magician.
He's a magician. But when they say, like, I want to know the recipes. Like, when they say, this is the best buttercream I've ever tasted.
Yeah.
Well, can you share the recipe?
Yeah. What's that mean to you?
I want to know what the best buttercream tastes.
I want to know.
Is it a Swiss buttercream? Is it an Italian buttercream? What kind of buttercream is it? Because I know you say this is way too sweet of a buttercream.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
It's not Italian then.
I want to know. Because I would love to have the sweetest, the best buttercream for my cake that I'm making on Christmas.
Yes.
I would love that.
Your buttercreams are almost perfect.
Almost.
Yeah.
Well, good to know.
Yeah.
I may try one with a different roux a little bit, because I think the cake can handle it.
Like, oh, cool.
We'll see.
You making a denser cake?
A denser cake,
good,
yes.
Good, good,
good. I'm going to try and make like a really fluffy, gorgeous buttercream.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Well, you said, for whatever reason, I want a confetti cake this year for Christmas.
I felt like I just wanted something different and special.
Yes.
And I asked you to, I want a four-layer confetti cake. And you went,
Done. Challenge accepted, bitch.
That's how you said it.
Yep.
Challenge accepted, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So I will be up at 3 a.m. making a confetti cake. Luckily, I did buy a box of confetti cake, and then I'm going to add stuff to it.
You're adding stuff.
Make it a little more denser.
Yeah, definitely.
Hold the thing, and I'll make it real pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll work out perfectly.
Oh, how nice.
Exactly.
So is there anything else you want to say to me, girl?
No, I mean, before the show started today, we had a very hot topic meeting about the future.
Yes.
We had a family,
all three of us.
Family meeting.
Even Elliot was here.
Mm-hmm. At the moment, I'm having hot flashes in my belly, which I think is a lovely thing. I'm assuming nothing's wrong with me except for hot flashes and, you know, life is getting great.
Here's something that I know we only have a few minutes left, but here's something that happened to me this week. I have a friend over 30 years, and we talk like every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it just so happens that we talk on Mondays. But this week, for whatever reason, we couldn't talk. I think she might have had a client, but so we made it Thursday. And over the last, 10, 15 years, it's always been Mondays.
Yeah.
And the
always,
Thursday 100%. Energy was hugely different.
Yeah.
I did not know, you know, you were the one that spotted this. I hung up after 2 hours because our conversations are usually that long. And you said, oh, how was your visit? Or what, you know, because actually we do work too.
We do interesting work.
And I said, it was like being on two different pages.
Mm-hmm.
I could not find, you know, that place to harmonize or mm-hmm. to where we usually find our groove.
Yeah.
And it would really flummox me. And then you said, well, Mom, it's a Thursday. It's a totally different energy than Monday. And I've really been thinking about that for the last several days. But what made the energy on Monday is so much sweeter and so much cleaner. And I don't know, but hopeful. Because I think by Thursday, we'd all felt like, oh, come on, what's coming up on the weekend?
Right.
I really don't know. And
we
were not, we did not talk about it.
Yeah.
We just sort of wing it and always go with the flow.
Right.
Even if the flow is sort of not as flowing as it should be. So I just wanted to put that out there, and I think it's
nice to acknowledge
other
the
people
fact
might
that
have thought that.
I think when we become more aware in our environment, it is good to say, "Hey, we," instead of blaming each other, going, "You know what? The energy is different this time."
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And that's enough of an excuse. There's no like, God, she was a bitch today.
Yeah.
Was she on her rag?
Yeah.
No, she's in her 70s. She's not. Yeah, we can do that game. No, You know?
Yeah.
No, it's like, hey, just different energy.
Yeah.
I think during this time, and I'm glad you brought this up, because during this time when we're inviting more and more people into our circle of influence, yes, into our center.
Yes.
I mean, in our homes, we have to, if we could just back away and say, everybody's who they are today. Let's, and if people are just a little bit off, a little bit here and there, mm-hmm, it's just the energy.
Yeah.
Just
and,
the energy.
And if drunk Uncle Bob tries to tongue you, just realize it's
the energy.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. He's drunk and he's Uncle Bob. What are you going to expect for that? So we want to say Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. We
yes.
hope that you feel a part of our family.
Yes.
We want you to feel loved by us.
We do love you.
We do. You're listening to us. We love you. Trust me. And Merry Christmas. And God bless you. God bless you. God bless
and
you.
Get
God
those
bless
mattresses.
Was the show great, girlfriend?
It was great, Jillian. And Merry Christmas, everyone.
It was great. It was great.